This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Finally, the Biden administration has recognized bad look, Todd. Bad look. This isn't exactly working here, this hiding in a bunker, being on vacation. So they're getting him back to the White House, and he's speaking at 2:45 this afternoon. So this tells you even they realize they own this Taliban victory. They own it.
Well, you can't stick your head in the sand as it's going on. I mean, come on.
That's right. What's on your mind? Take it away, folks. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. Everything that I'm thinking about today is related to Afghanistan. I was consumed with it all weekend. This is the value of social media in my mind. You know, talk radio was the social media before there was a social media. Todd, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
We've been interactive.
We invented social media.
We really did. Talk radio invented social media because it was back and forth. You could actually just scream at the front page of the newspaper. You could do something about it, not have to wait to write a letter to the editor and send it in and hope they actually, you know, print it.
And then by the time they do, everybody's forgotten about the issue anyway. So.
Exactly right. Anyway, so all weekend long, I was watching the other social media, and I was just sick. Because I was thinking of people that had served this country. Texture here says it well. Listening to you this morning, and I have a heavy heart for our troops. As a service-disabled veteran who served Desert Storm, it sickens me. I ask, how did the Taliban take control so fast if we'd been at war with them for 20 years? I would say, like Vietnam, our troops were not allowed to actually fight. So it is, as you say, our leaders failed and kept our military hands tied. I will say I am glad that the world is mad, and I'm glad they're mad as hell at Sippy Cup Biden, ashamed of our nation. We look weak, but I have a savior. I have hope in him, and I read the good book, and I know who wins. That's important in times like this. I do not revel in the Biden administration's miserable failure here. Because if they lose, we lose. And this is on foreign soil. And we are losing. We have lost. And we've given up so much. Wow. Unbelievable. If that's on your mind, great. There are other things that I intended to talk to about. Especially this assault on freedom that is happening with mask mandates. I think you could make an argument, and I've heard health professionals that I trust say, look, if you want to do everything that you possibly can to protect yourself from the new variant of COVID, which it's undeniable it is spiking the number of cases, so it's not a small thing, it's not unimportant. It will be hyped by the COVID crazy crowd for sure. It'll be used for all kinds of nefarious purposes and more government money and programs and all of that. But the numbers are the numbers. There's no denying that. And the professionals I trust say, if you want to pick the most important thing to protecting you, we would recommend that you have the vaccine. Because it is the most effective thing. They don't say masks. They don't say, you know, wash your hands. They don't say, now, all of those things are an additional thing you can decide on, but they're one of many. Masks are power. That's what they are. When somebody says you must, you will, that's power being exerted. It is not the United States of America. It is not freedom. And so this program will continue to advocate against that being a choice that individuals choose until we see data that actually proves what they say masks do. Because the data I've seen so far says, with mask mandates or without mask mandates, numbers still go. Mandating a child to wear a mask is mandating a child to learn less. Ridiculous. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550 and more of your text brought to you today by Kinder Care, the folks that use innovative, meaningful ways to make care person-centric services a reality. A mission to provide a safe, real home environment for your loved ones while revolutionizing the definition of assisted living. You can't get this kind of care everywhere. You can get it in West Fargo on a beautiful setting, home-cooked meals. Feels like a home. One with a 10-bed unit, another with a 12-bed unit. It's like the Brady Bunch. They sit right next to each other, these two facilities on almost 3 acres of land in a beautiful, quiet country setting. Call or text Melanie for a tour today or go to kindercarefargo.com, 701-261-3246. Ron in Bismarck, what's on your mind? I don't hear Rod there, Daniel. Let me try Archie and Reeder, who's calling back to finish his comment. Go ahead, Archie.
Thank you. I was going to say two things, yes. Number one, I would urge all of your listeners to Google up India's ivermectin blackout. It's a very informative article. And the last thing I would like to comment on is I wish that the media would emphasize preventative measures that you could take to fight off this COVID, such as taking lots of vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. That is never emphasized as far as I can tell, and it's so critical.
I take a zinc lozenge every day and have since COVID started. I have upped my vitamin D, although you got to be careful there. When you say take lots of vitamin D, I talked to your doctor about the right amount because they need to monitor your vitamin D level.
Well, if you go between 2,000 and 5,000 IUs per day, you're going to be all right.
Well, again, I you're not my doctor, Archie. I take it that it's worked for you, and I would use that as a reason to talk to the doctor. My doctor said, Scott, you're getting a lot of vitamin D this summer, so dial back what you're taking because it is, you know, hormone, and there are, you know, sleep ramifications and things that can be caused by that. But again, I agree with you on vitamin D. And I agree with you that the measures that are already there, zinc and everything else, exactly. There are other things you can do. So in this laundry list of things you can do, that should be there. Great point. Let's try Rod again in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Rod? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. My nephew, Jonathan Yanni, was killed in Afghanistan on August 18th, 2009. He stepped on an IED, and needless to say, there were very few body parts to put into the coffin to bring back to my sister. We also did get a chance to meet with his sergeant, and his sergeant at the time, under fire, swam up and down the canal that they were crossing. Excuse me. Anyway, he swam underwater a mile up and down that canal looking for body parts. And my sister was here visiting me this past weekend and basically looking at this whole situation with the Biden administration and what's happened. And her only question was why? You know, why did Jonathan have to give his life for what? And basically could not really give her a good explanation. So I think it is a reflection similar to Vietnam. We lost a lot of good relatives, friends, soldiers in the battle over there. And again, when you basically throw it all away at the end, in part because I believe there was no accountability for the funds. I mean, we spent $1 trillion over there. And as a retired CPA, I'm looking at that and saying, what was the accountability for those funds? Where were the soldiers that they were supposed to be able to train? And I understand there were ghost soldiers involved, that they're no longer these regional chiefs, military people would basically pocket the money. So there was a huge amount of waste and fraud. And the bottom line, again, is why? Why were we there? Other than the initial, you know, to take care of the Taliban initially, but similar to the Russians, we're going out with our, you know, tail between our legs and basically having wasted a lot of of our fabulous resources on this battle?
You asked some very good questions, and my heart aches for you and your sister and the loss of your nephew. That sergeant I would love to talk to, because that's the best of the best. And I think that sergeant and your nephew go for all the right reasons. They love this country so much, they're willing to die for it. And your nephew did die for it. So I don't question that. But I do question why after we decided to be there, why after we decided to spend the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that we didn't do a better job to protect that investment, that life lost, as well as the monetary cost. And I hope those questions are answered. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is so bent on twisting what happened on January 6th to fit her narrative. And that costs money, too. Spend money on this. Spend money on this. Rod, God bless you. Appreciate the call. And please, I would love to connect with that sergeant, especially in the light of this horrific few days. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Quick news update here from the Cass County Sheriff's Office regarding an incident we talked about earlier today. The address was actually Gardner. This was near Argusville, mile marker 82, after a previous burglary attempt at a residence where Cass County officers had responded to a possible burglary in progress. The landowner asked relatives to watch the property this morning after noticing a vehicle that shouldn't be on the property. People watching the property called dispatch to alert law enforcement. Prior to the deputies arriving, the callers drove over to the property and the responsible party rammed their vehicle while attempting to flee. After getting stuck in a ditch, two occupants got out of the vehicle, fled into a nearby cornfield. Deputies arrived on the scene, set up a perimeter around the cornfield. The Cass County Sheriff's Office using a drone and a canine now to locate the responsible parties. North Dakota Highway Patrol, West Fargo Police Department on the scene, assisting a Cass Clay alert has been sent. That was earlier today. If you're wondering what that was about, that's what it was. It is currently active and ongoing, so further details available as we get them for you. Just wanted you to know that's what's happening there. If you're mile marker 82 going, what the heck is happening now? You know. Steve, somewhere in Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Hello. Steve. Yep.
Yeah, there was a caller you had on the COVID thing and talking about the alternative medications, the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and all this stuff, and happened to be in the hospital here last week. I'm 71 years old. I have had some heart issues, a little bit overweight. What else can be, you know? And I've chosen not to get the vaccine. And my daughter tested positive for COVID, and it was recommended that we not share the same bathroom. Well, we got a small house. She's 31 years old. Share the same bathroom. We share the same kitchen, the same shower, the same. I took no special precautions due to another thing health-wise. I was in the hospital and tested negative. She's in her fourth week, missed 2 and 3 weeks of work with all this. She's still got a hack that won't go away. And I asked about hydroxychloroquine, and I was told that it wasn't approved. Well, I go back in for a checkup tomorrow, and I'm going to find out if they can't or they won't do anything with the hydroxychloroquine or whatever. But just the whole thing with what's going on in Afghanistan now and the COVID and the whole mess with the masks and no masks. And
question everything, Steve. Question everything.
Question everything.
Absolutely. This is America. That right is embedded in you. And it came from our founding fathers, and it came from being born in the greatest land on the face of the earth and by a God who loves you. So you have that right, and it is a right to freedom. Use it. Let us know what your doctor says. I would just say, hey, what therapies? I want a therapy. I want a therapy that's already been approved. I mean, the President of the United States came off the mat from this. So give me one. Give me one. Give me one therapy you recommend. If that doctor says no, again, I'd get a second opinion. I would, because I think, you got a great story.
Approved. I don't know if you can get it or not, and I'm going to find out tomorrow whether, you know, I come in with symptoms. You know, I don't know. Well, tomorrow I'm going to get checked to see if I have antibodies and stuff to start with. I mean, I've had a couple of little down spots where you get congestion. My daughter had everything, headache, fever for a week and a half, as high as 103 at a couple of different times, just on and on, you know. So here's a question for you. How many vaccines are you prepared to take? I mean, one, two, some of them are. So every time another variant comes along, oh, you need another shot.
Question everything. And let us know how it goes with the doc tomorrow, would you, Steve? We'll inquire on your behalf if we need to. I know a number of folks have had prescriptions for the therapies. There are doctors out there, so there is a doctor. All I can say is it's between you and your doctor. Mark at Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, say, I heard you talking about Kinder Care. We did a tour of that last week, and Melody over there couldn't be more professional and more caring about the folks that are over there. I was pretty impressed. My mom's 91. We're kind of looking at options. But the reason I called was regarding Midco. I called them today and said, you know, first of all, I said all telecommunications companies are crooked and they suck. Okay, let's start with that. But I said, you guys aren't offering Newsmax. He says, well, we just started to on upper tier packages. And I said, well, I can't afford that. So I canceled. We had internet and we had cable, and our bill is about $180, which I think is crazy. So I didn't cancel my cable, but I probably will when I get back to town. We're down at the lakes most of the summer. Or at least I'm going to shop around. But I did cancel my my internet because I think I need to get away from Midco. I said, you know what? You guys are losing customers because of this. She said, well, we've lost a few. And I said, you know what? South Dakota and North Dakota is what the states you serve. Most of those people are conservative. But I think you guys need to pull your head out and look at your real base of people that you're selling cable to. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
No, and by the way, I think Midco is a good company, and they're run by good people. I for the life of me, I don't understand this. My understanding of the whole cable world is that Comcast carries a lot of sway. So if Midco offers a package of channels from Comcast, they have to sort of dance to Comcast tune. And there's a lot of factors at play here. They did add to their new streaming service, Midco, but of course that again is a separate deal. I think people want the choice, and I think Midco's got that message. I really do. So I just think the more people that say, look, I want a choice. You got 11 liberal news channels. Put Midco on. Just add Midco. Find a way. I mean, people are tired of excuses on it, Mark, and I hope that they listen because they are a good company. Appreciate your call and sharing that with us. And also the note about Kinder Care and Melanie and our team over there. They are fabulous. Tony Pierce, South Dakota. What's on your mind, Tony?
Thank you for taking my calls.
Glad to have you on from the capital of one great state, South Dakota. What's on your mind today?
I know our governor's great.
Thank you,
Governor Noem. I still feel free. On my mind is your previous caller, the uncle that lost his nephew, having served in the military, the Marines, for over 20 years, four presidents. Stay strong. We did the right thing. It wasn't our problem. It's the suit's problem. The brass's problem. This is why we're in the quagmire we are in Afghanistan today.
Well said, Tony. I think this is up to us.
It is.
I really do. I mean, we've lost. I wrote a column about this over the weekend. We lost Rush Limbaugh, a great voice for the conservative cause, and Donald Trump, I would argue, the greatest fighter for the conservative cause and things we care about in my lifetime. And we lost them both within the span of months. And it feels a little rudderless right now. We're screaming at each other. We're not happy with anything. We bounce from issue to issue, and this one's going to be the hill we're going to die on, and then we go to that one, and that's going to be the hill we die on. And meanwhile, all the lessons of freedom are right in front of us. And I think they throw this, I believe in spiritual warfare. I believe when things are so chaotic and there's so much noise, and you just go, what the heck is going on? There's two reactions. One is to wrap yourself around your own axle and have just no rational thought, nothing rational. Or the other is to say, I need to step back from this and decide how I'm going to deal with all of this, and what am I going to do? Am I going to fight for freedom? That's the point we're at right now. And that's why we love Kristi Noem and others like her, because they aren't afraid to fight. We've got to fight. Tony, thanks for the call.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Pifers.com or call us 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Kabul's presidential palace. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he feared U.S. troops would have come under Taliban attack if they'd have remained in Afghanistan any longer. President Biden on July 8th discounted a reporter's question that intelligence agencies warned him Afghanistan would fall.
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
President Biden stayed on vacation while Kabul fell to the Taliban. A handful of people have died at the Kabul airport trying to flee the country Monday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised President Biden Saturday, saying in a tweet, "The president should be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and his action." End quote. USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
It's a diesel, and it's not running so good. One call you got to make today to my friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, 701-258-5011. They're in Bismarck, but they do house calls everywhere. Maybe a mechanic that does house calls. CJ does, even if that's one just perplexing you, sitting in the yard there, and you know, you don't really need it, but you love it, and you wouldn't mind taking a little spin on it. That's what I'd call them. 701-258-5011. We know you got to go. In harvest time, you have no options. So repair, maintenance, keep it running great. Semis, pickups, tractors, they do it all. DACDiesel.com. Charlie Kirk, host of the Charlie Kirk Show, which you hear on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090. In addition to downloading his podcast and hearing him 24/7, joins us to talk about a couple of things. Lots in the news, Afghanistan certainly, his new school board watch, which I think is fantastic, and we could talk a little infrastructure too, because I don't think he and I agree on this, but that's okay, it makes for better radio. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott, thanks for having me, and not a great day for America, but we're here, we're going to keep moving forward. So
I've been saying the same all day, you know, obviously those of us that are critics of the Biden administration could spike the football here, but you're spiking the football against the greatest country on the face of the earth, and nobody revels in this. It is so sad. On the other hand, I guess it's not surprising, given things we've known about Joe Biden for a long time, but how could they blow this bad, Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, it's all because of ideology. I mean, I'm probably in the belief that the war in Afghanistan needed to be ended prudently, and President Trump agreed with that. But they had an ideological belief that by September 11th, the 20th anniversary, they wanted to be out. That's an awful way to make decisions. That's just not only are you broadcasting your move to the enemy, which is really stupid, but also you're just arbitrarily picking a date. I mean, of course, that's a 20-year anniversary, but is that the best military decision? I mean, who are you installing to actually prevent the country from being taken over again? And then another thing that I do want to just kind of contribute is, The generals and the people in charge, the Mark Milley type, that have been so worried about critical race theory implementing into the military, who have spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan over the last 20 years, what did we have to show for that exactly? 300,000 Afghan soldiers that basically surrendered as soon as the Taliban just started to drive towards Kabul. This is a massive failure on multiple levels. It's not a failure of the veterans or the service members that fought so heroically. But a lot of them are messaging me and emailing me saying, Charlie, what did I just do? Why did I dedicate 5 years of my life? And that's a great question, one that our leaders have to answer. And, it's sad, Scott. I mean, I don't want to spike the football either because there's so many good people that were involved in this project for so many years. And we really don't have a president. He should have addressed the nation immediately. Everything he promised us in July about de-escalation and the Afghan security forces was a lie. We'll see what he has to say today, but it's not a good day for America or for the Western world.
By the way, we flipped the keys to all kinds of assets now to the Taliban and made them, the sixth most strong military power and just hard assets overnight by leaving all these things behind. You know, you in addition, as you say, the military has gone woke. CRT and climate action are their biggest threats. You've nailed it with one word, as you usually do, Charlie, ideology. This is the danger of that ideology. And when it happens on foreign soil and the United States of America overnight becomes an embarrassment this week, and we need to contrast this with the 45th president who said, do not do anything to harm anyone. And if you do, you will pay a price. And guess what? They didn't. I mean, Donald Trump drew down troops. He drew troops down to get towards a point where the military were there, with tenants, by the way, that they've blown off. But he did that, and there were no casualties. The numbers went in the right direction. We've been in a good place there. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 will be a bigger threat to the United States of America because they've emptied the jails of terrorists.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And all of our armaments are now in their hands. And again, $1 trillion, and the Taliban is stronger than before we came. Something's really wrong with that, Scott. It kind of goes to show how incompetent and inefficient these massive government social programs are. It's almost hard to believe. And so the other point I want to make here, which I think is really important, is the president was willing to use disproportionate response anytime one of these radical Islamic fundamentalist groups decided to kind of get out of line, taking off Qassam Soleimani, dropping the Moab, the mother of all bombs. You might remember that very early on in his administration. And then he wanted to try to draw down troops because a permanent foreign occupation is not ideal. But there's going to be a lot of research done and a lot of discovery over the next couple of years of exactly what was this Afghan government? Where did all this money go, Scott? And we're talking about massive sums of money that, quite honestly, should have went to our own countrymen before Kabul. And the argument was like, well, we're going to build up this country. It's going to have a wonderful infrastructure. They're going to share Western values, and the Taliban will be left to the hills. Well, that was all a lie. Someone's going to have to, you know, have to explain that. And so, you know, there's a lot of different things to unpack with this. But the ideology of the Biden administration, unfortunately, is guiding the narrative, and we're going to unpack this actually in our show, actually just in a couple minutes. So.
I know you are, and I really look forward to that as well. By the way, I hope it isn't left to the Charlie Kirk Show and those of us in talk radio and the media to unpack this. I mean, I worry that this won't be effectively investigated by Congress. They're busy trying to invent something from January 6th that it wasn't, and using assets and resources for that because at the minimum, we should find out how those dollars were spent, where we went wrong, how we went wrong, how in the world we could think it was okay for the Afghan army to defend themselves and leave in the fashion we're leaving. You just, Mrs. Saigon on steroids. This is Benghazi times 10. I don't know, maybe it's the emperor with no clothes that we've all often feared and now it's there. That picture of Joe Biden and an empty conference room table at Camp David taken by some intern who was stupid enough to also take a picture of the screen so we know where our intelligence assets are and actual people's faces at the DNI and in Qatar. I mean, that's incompetence on a level you can't even put into words. I'm so mad. It's hard not to be just furious about this and just fear with the ramifications, and then to see on our screens, people literally trying to glom onto airplanes and putting themselves in danger. Already 7 dead today at the Kabul airport because of the chaos that's there. I don't know how you do anything other than pray.
Yeah, well, there's other things we could do, Scott. And actually, that's a nice segue to where we might disagree. I don't know if we have time to, get into that. But this is not an administration I would be negotiating big multi-trillion-dollar spending bills with. They don't mean well, and if they're pushing for something, Republicans certainly shouldn't be signing their name onto it, no matter how good the promises are by the insiders of a lobbyist.
So, yeah, the let me, and I want to talk about this a little bit. We're obviously talking about the infrastructure deal and 19 Democrats that ultimately ended up, I'm sorry, 19 Republicans that ended up joining Democrats and going for it, an infrastructure package of $550 billion repurposed from CARE dollars and then $500 billion from the Highway Trust Fund. Here's my take on it. The package includes 80% of infrastructure we consider infrastructure. And so 20% is really Republican priorities. 60% is stuff that have been roads, bridges, stuff that's always been the Highway Trust Fund infrastructure. And 20% absolute garbage, just total crap. That certainly we're going to agree with completely on that. The argument that's won me over, Charlie, is the fact that that would leverage $1.5 trillion of not new money, but it would leverage the ability to kill $3.5 trillion. Does that argument have any merit?
I mean, I've heard it from our mutual friend, Senator Kramer, who I think is a good man, and I mean that. I just think he's wrong on this, and disagreement is healthy in a republic. No, it really doesn't. I mean, this new funding goes straight to kind of the new most powerful man in transportation, Pete Buttigieg. He's going to have almost an unrestricted slush fund of $80 to $100 billion to kind of just be able to pepper around the country to try to, and as the bill was written, I'm going to paraphrase, to try to find redistributive equity in transportation. And that's in the bill, which we all know what that means on the other side. So, yeah, I mean, look, Scott, I'm sure some of it is going to go to roads and bridges. But didn't we attack Obama in 2009 and 2010 for an $800 billion stimulus bill that had no net economic growth and that there were bridges to nowhere and Solyndra? Trump wanted to do infrastructure. He wanted to do it right through private-public partnerships. What really concerns me about this, Scott, is not just the details of it, which are horrendous, but also the timing. Republican voters are under attack. We have DHS bulletins coming out saying on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we are the biggest terror threat to the country if you engage in COVID-19 questioning or the question the narrative around mandatory vaccine. We have the Biden administration basically abandoning the 20-year theater of war and not caring. We have armed service members of the military being forced to get vaccines against their will. We have a southern border wide open. That's going to be 1.8 million people. I wouldn't even pick up the phone with the Biden administration. I don't care if it's the most beautiful bill ever. That's the way the Democrats handled things. And I think Senate Republicans, like our mutual friend Senator Kramer, are being played for fools here, Scott, that the Biden administration got their little wish items that they wanted of green garbage, and they know that Republicans will surrender whenever they want. Scott, this is not the time to negotiate. This is the time for us to use political power for them to realize that they're not going to call us domestic terrorists anymore, that they're not going to keep the southern border wide open. I wouldn't even show up to the Senate and give them quorum on it. And that's the type of situation I believe our country's in. I'm afraid that some of the senators we send to D.C. still think this is 1980s and 1990s America, where we're having these wonderful policy debates. That trip has failed, Scott. This is a struggle for political power, and I'm afraid the left is playing us all for fools.
We agree on a whole lot in what you just said there, because I think that fight is necessary, and I don't know that we're going to settle this score until, and hopefully when, the $3.5 trillion of real green utopia is defeated. They've already passed the budget to do it. They don't need a single Republican vote to do it. The question is, do we scare enough Democrats? And oddly enough, this Afghanistan mess may make that easier, but we're going to have to continue to hope and pray that the real assault on the Treasury does not happen. When we come back, I just want to keep you for another minute because I know you got to get ready for a radio show, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about a very important bit of work you're doing related to school board watches. And we have school boards here that need watching. In fact, a recall effort is underway for 4 Fargo school board members. And by the way, last week, they didn't worry too much when they passed a mask mandate. So it's happening everywhere. Charlie's got a great nationwide effort on this. How can we help get the word out about that? We'll talk about it next. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy. A permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during the delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime.
Before the top of the hour, some calls I'll get in here before we're done, but I want to keep Johnny for a couple more minutes. One on the fact that he is coming back to North Dakota, by my count, third time in 2021. So you obviously love North Dakota. West Fargo, no Fargo, I guess it'll be. Fargo location, September 2nd. Watch the website for more information on this. We're really looking forward to having you back, Johnny.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love North Dakota. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to be back, and we're going to dive into real issues happening in North Dakota. We're definitely going to be talking about, you know, all these major bills and these things that are happening concerning voters and also school boards as well. Scott, you and I have been texting about this. There's been a lot of positive movement around school boards in Fargo, and I want to applaud those parents that are standing up against what the school boards have been doing. So we're going to talk about that September 2nd, right, Scott? That's what you said?
September 2nd. Yes, exactly right. And, of course, one Bismarck trip and now another Fargo trip in the books, which we, you know, I mean, your calendar's insanely busy, so it means a lot that you're investing that much time in North Dakota. Really, really appreciate it. And the nice thing about this one is students are back, so students can be part of this as well. Turning Point USA has been on the cutting edge of this, the real leader in getting younger Americans involved on high school campuses and college campuses. So I know when you come to town, it inspires often new chapters, so we look forward to that part of it as well. Bring your kids, right, Charlie?
Yeah, that's right. And come ready for questions and dialogue and then hopefully some calls to action of what we can actually do about it. So we're going to have a lot of fun. September 2nd. How do people get tickets, Scott?
Go to the, this is actually an event for the conservative, North Dakota Conservative Advocates, NDCA. And if you go to their Facebook page, all the details are there. So NDCA, North Dakota Conservative Advocates. And September 2nd is the day. We're really much looking forward to that. And bring a school board member. Bring a youngster and bring a school board member. Somebody, reach out to them and just because they ought to hear this. They really ought to. And school board watch list. I love what you're doing there. Tell us why you started this national effort, Charlie.
Yeah, just launched it. It's a schoolboardwatchlist.org to try to keep our eyes on some of the most corrupt and radical school districts across the country to give parents the tools that they need to be able to keep eyes on their school board and then take action if they so choose. And so that's schoolboardwatchlist.org, Scott, and we're getting such amazing feedback from people. I got to tell you, the people are so fired up and excited because they're learning a lot about their school boards and the people that are on them in a pretty remarkable way. So that's schoolboardwatchlist.org, and that's the project at Turning Point USA.
All right, sir. We'll let you get ready for that great radio show and talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Scott. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Schoolboardwatchlist.org, and I'm telling you, having heard the Charlie Kirk talk at the Bell and Bismarck, which had a mix of younger and older audience, and then the Fargo audience was our listeners and a group of invited guests to support a new Freedom Matters USA effort in partnership with Turning Point USA to get this kind of activism going among all ages in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and South Dakota. It's impossible not to hear this guy and be inspired. It really is. Todd, I work for Schwann's, and then I'll get a couple calls in here.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost for that new Buick, that new GMC, and most of those late model used vehicles, too. Most 2021 GMC Acadia models, 0% APR for 72 months for very well-qualified buyers. Buick SUV models, 2021, 0%, 72 months. You can find out all the details at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
PetroServe USA, our fine sponsor today. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Oh, I tell you what, Valley City, they love the beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. Not one choices, but two when you stop exit 292. Just head north. Once you come off the exit, head north for home cook and grab and go convenience. Euland, Glendon, NP Avenue, 12th Avenue North and I-29, Harwood and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo as well. All right, let's go to Fingal, North Dakota. Aaron, you're on What's On Your Mind. Tell me what is on your mind, Aaron.
Morning, Scott. Hey, comparing Vietnam to Afghanistan, and in some ways there's a lot of truth, but there's a lot of differences, too, that I think should be brought out. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I spent 13 months in Southeast Asia, and the treaty that Nixon negotiated with the North Vietnamese was one where if North Vietnam violated it, we would go back in and help. But, of course, Gerald Ford was handicapped. He couldn't do anything because of Watergate, and the Democrats had the Congress, and they just wanted out. So we let Saigon go. Whereas Biden has no crept at all. It's his fault. Harry Truman said, the luck stops here. I don't see how Biden can blame Trump or anybody else. It's his decision. He knew that Trump had conditions in place. And I just feel that we... we wasted so much money and lives, just like in Vietnam. But
he's lying, though, about that, Aaron. His Secretary of State was out over the weekend saying, well, we were stuck with the Trump agreement. We had no choice. But you raised the important point. There were tenants in that agreement that prevented
exactly.
all of this. He blew those off and then tries to blame Trump, which is ridiculous. And by the way, last time I checked, he's not afraid of shredding Donald Trump's deals. Look at the deal we're doing with Iran right now. We're playing footsie with Iran right now. Who's licking their chops over what's happening in Afghanistan, along with China. Great point. Thanks for your service. Speaking of Donald Trump, here's a statement he just issued. Afghanistan is the most embarrassing military outcome in the history of the United States. It didn't have to be that way. Sure didn't. Paul and Napoleon, you got 30 seconds. Go. Last call of the day.
Yeah, this is Paul. I'm just calling to urge for the truth. All these things that have been happening, if the truth, the real truth would come out, it would be... Democrats are endorsing, and you're...
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of made-up BS, cow pies, all of that and more, Paul. And the truth is more than... you'll ever know from government. It comes from our creator. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning into Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. It's a source I trust. You can too. Watch Newsmax TV.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll